I was working with a guy called James Endicott. He and I used to run a label called 1965. We got crunched and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I'd worked in music since I was 17, but I started doing this with Joe and we got a record deal quite quickly.
All you out there on the floor, gonna get you in my paws and give me a bear hug.
I was reading an interview with you in The Guardian. You were saying that you were on the dole for a while as well.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So it was kind of the product of tough times in a way, but it sounds really fun.
I mean, there's no point in like, oh, I've had a job in the record industry and no one's got any money. So, you know what I mean? You don't want to make a record that goes like that. And it wasn't a conscious thing. It's like, right, I'm going to make this, you know, I'm going to make an album and earn a living that way. It was just very sort of slowly unfolded. I'd never written a song, really. I had a few samples and ideas for tunes and just sort of unfolded really gradually and really naturally.
So if you're leaving with a bed tonight, for some loving in the pale light, when you know everything's gonna be alright.
What was it like then for you to make that move from not having written songs before to then being the songwriter and the performer?
It's really gradual, and we don't play live just yet, and I've always been a DJ, so to pick up the mic as well is not too... The first few vocals that I did, we just thought, oh, well, we'll get a woman to sing these. And we've sent them round to loads of people, seeing if anyone had someone that could be right to sing them. And everybody kind of came back saying, oh, you should leave it as it is. We all like it, you know. And I really like records that are a bit naive. There's always something that gets thrown up out of that through the sort of accidents that happen. See, we're never going to be able to make a house record like the house records that we love, because we're not those people living in those times. But people won't be able to make a house record like we can. So it has its own thing. And yeah, I suppose that's part of the message, is that, you know, everybody has their own thing, don't they?
Some people say that music sets you free.
Were you surprised by the response and taking on a life that you never expected?
Yeah, of course, yeah. People like the record, which I'm really happy about. Someone tweeted the other day, it was the first dance at their wedding, and someone had done a reading at a wedding of the lyrics of that song that I kind of wrote for the woman that's now my wife, as a kind of trying to give me 6 months before I asked her to marry me. It's like, no, you still got to actually put a ring on it. So it's touching, you know.
We're here to tell you that.
What's next after this then? What are you working on now?
Joe's been on tour a lot with Hot Chip. My wife and I had a baby 3 or 4 months ago, so been quite a lot going on, and DJing always on the weekends and doing remixes and stuff. So we haven't had any time just to kind of muck around. So we did a week of that a couple of weeks ago, and really happy with what's there. And sort of February or March next year we'll crack on, and there'll be new music in the summer, probably new EPs and stuff, you know, work towards an album.
Yeah, well, love is lovely.